Track 8, and now we come to letters to the editor. There are actually three letters in the paper today, but the last letter is really a long, rambling letter about global politics, so we have decided not to read that one. We start with Tony Brown from Torquay, who writes, "Battered environment seeks better energy sources. A 24/7 industrial society of 70 million should not rely on the capricious whims of the weather gods to supply our electricity via so-called green renewables, despite the frequent entreaties of those on this letters page, Fossil Fuels and Politics, January the 1st. The UK was cited in a recent report as being one of the worst places in the world to site solar installations. Government figures show solar to be 11% effective at our latitude, onshore winds 22% and offshore 32%. In other words, they don't work more often than they do work. At times, during most winters, renewables supply only 3% of our energy needs due to lack of wind and sun. The current £16 billion a year subsidy for renewables does not include the cost of distribution, the backup systems, nor the need to triple our electric generators as heat pumps and electric vehicles replace the gas and oil, which currently represents some 80% of our total energy needs. The estimated cost of upwards of £6 trillion to get to net zero, some £220,000 per household, does not take into account the despoilation of vast tracts of our countryside by solar farms, wind turbines and pylons, nor the need for batteries of a size not yet invented to cover for cost-effective storage for when renewables aren't working. Many modern renewables, often from China, are created using coal power, modern slavery, child labour, and cause environmental degradation on an epic scale. Hardly human or planet-friendly, yet we choose to ignore these downsides. By all means, let's improve our battered environment and seek better energy sources, as I am no proponent of fossil fuel generation. But until something better comes along, the notion of relying on the weather gods for our electricity will lead inexorably to power cuts, higher costs, job losses, and a substantial reduction in our quality of life."
Karen Rogers, Sue Ryder Retail Regional Manager, writes, "Shout out for unwanted Christmas presents. National Palliative Care and Bereavement Charity, Sue Ryder, is calling on people across the community to support the charity by donating any unwanted Christmas presents to their local Sue Ryder shop. From clothing that isn't quite your style, to unused gadgets or home accessories that clash with your decor and destined for the back of the cupboard, the charity is encouraging people to give these items a second life. Donations will help declutter homes after the festive season, while raising vital funds for people facing a terminal illness or grief. Any unwanted items can be dropped off at any local Sue Ryder shop, and free furniture collections can be arranged through the charity's website. With almost 400 shops across the UK, money raised in store will help fund Sue Ryder's expert palliative and end-of-life care in its hospices and people's homes, as well as a range of free bereavement support the charity provides. To find your nearest Sue Ryder shop or for information on donating, visit Sue Ryder Organisation/shop